Tonight, the world will get to hear from the retired Navy SEAL behind the explosive book, No Easy Day. It gives a first-hand account of the deadly raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
I figured these were probably some of the most important photos I'd ever taken in my life, so, you know, make sure I do it right, get good angles and all this other stuff. But, you know, you got to clean off the face so it's as identifiable as possible. Spread some water on them, took a sheet off the bed, kind of wiped the blood off, and then took photos.
The full-length interview on 60 Minutes will be the only one the SEAL, Matt Bissonnette, will do, according to the book's publisher. So what should we make of that book and the controversial details in it? Joining us now for more is David Alpern, host of For Your Ears Only. And David, we've heard reports that military leaders have interviewed other special ops members and concluded the account of the raid isn't accurate. What is your take on all this?
Has to be remembered that he admits in the book that he was not the first person in the room. You know, he was on the stairs, he was coming up, so he doesn't have full knowledge of everything that happened in those very short instants. So we don't know for sure exactly what happened. We do know that he did not submit his manuscript to the Pentagon, as he was, the Pentagon says, obliged to do by contract. The Pentagon has been rather ambiguous about whether there's any really important classified information revealed. Certainly there may be facts and factors that would help Al-Qaeda, its remnants or supporters, figure out who some of the participants were. That's not a good thing, and certainly his former colleagues and SEALs are going to be uncomfortable about that. It doesn't seem to be a big indictment of the president that the book had been earlier billed, beyond the normal frustrations of any operator down the line to the kind of bureaucracy that is involved in a really, one has to say, a momentous decision like trying another one of these raids when everybody involved could have been ended up dead or captured. So certainly it says a lot about what goes into SEAL training and the tensions and the feelings of people on a mission like that. I'm not sure that it's going to change the rest of the world's view of the decision to go ahead and do it and exactly what was done. We've already known that it was not exactly a firefight involving Osama bin Laden, whether or not he actually had a gun, was going for a gun. This guy himself cannot be actually sure because he wasn't the first in the room when the shooting happened. But all in all, I don't think it's going to change much view about what President Obama did.
So what could happen next with these questions about what classified information is released in there? What could happen next for this author who writes under the pen name Mark Owen with the Pentagon and White House looking to crack down on leaks?
Well, I mean, the question is, will they prosecute him? You would think, given the prosecutions that they have done, on the one hand, and what people think are the leaks that they wanted out in the president's behalf on the other, they're in some conflict. And they don't want to, I mean, our guest, who was formerly with Homeland Security, I guess she was Assistant Secretary in the Department of Homeland Security, they certainly don't want to make a hero of him. They want to make a model of him as to what SEALs ought not to do, but they don't want to turn him into a hero. And she says actually the government ought to go to some lengths if he's willing to protect him, because he now is definitely identified and could be the subject of retaliation.
Is there a possibility, in your opinion, that the administration sort of brought this on themselves because they were so reluctant to give out information at first and then gave out information that conflicted or changed in the early stages and left us kind of really wondering what happened?
No, I think that this guy was disposed to write a book. In any event, there is another e-book out saying that he had been already isolated by his fellow SEALs because he had talked about leaving the team to go into business. He felt there was some bad blood, but very much closer to him, not up at the level of the White House. I think he was disposed to do this, and I think that everybody realizes that the first information that comes back from a mission like that within minutes or even within hours is going to be refined. But certainly, I don't think that the way the administration handled it at the outset and, following through gave this guy cause. I think he wanted there was always going to be an insider story to be told, and he certainly is the first one to have done it.
David Alpern for Yours Only at 11 p.m. on Federal News Radio.